Hello and welcome to the call. This is Dotsy Bregel and I'm the founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which can be located at nabbw.com and boomerwomenspeak.com, which are the number one sites on major search engines for baby boomer women. Let's see, just to cover a couple pieces of business before we get started, I'd appreciate it if anyone that's on the call other than Monica would push the *6 buttons on your phone so that we can mute all background noises. And then at the end, when we have time for questions, you can push that *6 again and we'll be able to hear you. Okay, I'm excited about this call. We've been corresponding a lot about this call and the upcoming free e-course that goes along with it. But I just want to do a little bit of introductions and then we'll get started. I told you about my websites, and I am passionate about educating and empowering boomer women. So this teleseminar and e-course is right up my alley. Since launching Boomer Women Speak, actually in 2002, I've been connecting, encouraging, and supporting boomer women on a daily basis. I dedicate a great portion of my time to creating opportunities that inspire women to explore their passions and live life to the fullest. If you're not a member of the NABBW and you are from Monica's audience, you are welcome to join us. It's typically $75, but if you're interested, we can send you a link to join for $50. And all you have to do is email me at dots@nabbw.com, and I can send you that link. Just to tell you that this is one of the many benefits that we have when you're a member of the association. We have approximately 60-some taped, recorded audio links, and then we also have transcriptions of all of these teleseminars that we've done for the past several years, and those are yours with membership of the NABBW. All you have to do is enter the members-only area of the NABBW site, and they're all available to you. Okay, let's see. At the end, if anyone has any questions of me, they're more than welcome to ask, but I really prefer that we just kind of get down to business now because Monica has a lot to cover. You there, Monica?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. You know what? I'm catching a little cold, so I have a cup of water in front of me, and I'm probably going to hopefully I'm not going to be coughing. But the more I talk, the drier my throat gets, so we'll see what happens. Okay, let's see. While Monica has earned an impressive set of academic credentials, a diploma in Greek and Latin, ancient language, and literature from her Italian schooling, a BFA in creative writing from the University of British Columbia, and two professional coach certifications, she credits the School of Midlife Crisis and these two life experiences, overcoming chronic pain and learning English as an adult, for the tools that she's found most valuable in assisting others to transform their life. And I have to say that with what you are doing at this point in time in your life, it really sometimes is your life experiences that are the most helpful. So it's interesting that you say that, Monica.
Thank you.
She's authored 3 books in the field of personal and professional development and has been recognized by national and international TV and print media. And what's interesting is that Monica has written these books, and she has written them in English, all 3, right, Monica?
Yes.
And that is not her native language. So to me, that is just an incredible feat in itself. Her coaching clients are moved by her boundless creativity and enthusiasm for life as she guides them in connecting with their skills and talents, long-range vision, and deepest heart desire. She works with people to create balance and purpose in their lives and to consciously fully embrace their powerful self. And we're going to learn a lot about this on the call, and then also through the 30-day e-course that she's offering for free, whether or not you have her book. Now, I happen to have her book, and that's most helpful, and I have received her e-course emails in the past, and I have to admit I was just reading through them to just kind of preview them, but I did not do the course. But I am doing the course in January with everybody else, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yay! I'm excited.
Yeah. So I think that should be fun. And my assistant, Georgia, is also going to be doing the course. So.
Oh, yay!
Good. So anyway, Monica is very good at supporting individuals as we become the leader of our own unique adventures. And so this is so much of what NABBW is about, and that's why we're really excited to be able to offer this opportunity to our members, because if you are looking at making any midlife changes or just some self-reflection, trying to discern your gifts, whatever it is you're being called to do, et cetera, this is a good e-course for you. So while Monica admits that coaching isn't a quick fix, she'll work with people who want to say yes to a bigger consciousness, who want to envision and design the big picture of their lives. And I have to say, it's interesting, I do know a few people at midlife who think they're already there. They don't think they need to know anything else. They don't think there's much more ahead. They're not interested in self-reflection, and I just don't get it because I'm totally about all of those things, and hopefully will be until the day I die. So anyway, she offers several life/business and wellness coaching programs that have rapidly been transforming women's lives. So her latest is the Get What You Want e-course that's based on her new book, 30 Days to a New You, Get What You Want Through Authentic Change. So welcome to the call, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dottie. And let me just say, just coming in, that I have done the course in October, the e-course.
Mm-hmm.
I done it actually as a participant.
Mm.
And, you know, I just kind of, there is always one or two or three more things that you get that you didn't get before. So it doesn't really matter at what level of awareness you are. There is always something that can shift. So
good.
I'm excited to say I will also do the e-course as a participant, not only as the coach, on January 11, and I am looking forward.
Okay, good. Now, let's just talk about the e-course a little bit.
Yeah.
And what's really great about this call is oftentimes I know when I do teleseminars, people are trying to sell me things. And that is not the focus of our teleseminars at the NABBW. They are educational and they're very empowering. And so I'm just happy to say that this is a free e-course. So we're not trying to sell you anything, which I think is wonderful. But why don't you talk a little bit about how the e-course will work, and then we'll get into what you have to share with women for what's on the teleseminar today.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Dottie.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking too much, please feel free to interrupt me because I just got so excited about talking about this book and the e-course.
Okay.
Okay, so the e-course, the way it works is that people register, blah, 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 blah. They get an email. They send it back. They're registered. Starting January 11, everybody's going to start receiving one email a day. The email will contain a summed up chapter from the book. Now, the book and the e-course are totally self-sustaining. If you want to do only the e-course, that's fine. If you want to do the e-course with the book, you will have a deeper experience. However, you know, they work on their own. So every day you're getting an email, you're getting a day, a chapter from the book, from the 30 days. And every day you do you will deliver in your email box will be delivered the chapter and the worksheet. So everybody gets to do that at their own, you know, and I say do them in whatever way you choose to do it, and then fire me every day an email back that says day one done, day two done. If someone is stuck, then I just ask them to send me an email in the subject wanting to unglue, and I will read everybody's email every day. I will not respond to the email unless there is wanting to unglue.
Okay.
So that the way that has been created is to maintain accountability, because life gets in the way, and people say, oh, I'm going to do that. Oh, oops. Now I'm busy doing that. So I'm going to hold you accountable that every day you're going to do your work, either super fast, taking your time, whatever it needs to fit into your life, that however you're going to do it every day, and you're going to be accountable by sending me an email to say, I've done it.
Okay, now, so that's one interactive piece.
Yes.
Another interactive piece will be the forum community at Boomer Women Speak. So you are going to be in the forums, and there's
yes.
already a link provided. Women will be able to communicate with you that way, too.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And there is the conference calling every Monday morning at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. For about, the call is going to be about 15, 20 minutes, and it's going to be, we can sort of refresh the week that we're doing and sort of go over the week that we're covered and just get motivated again to stay on track with our desires, our heart's desire. And that, being connected to our heart's desire, will be an easier way to get to any goals.
Okay, and let me just mention something that I think is another beauty in this course, is the fact that you will, if you want to, if you take it seriously, you will be able to get to know other women taking the e-course, either through the forums or on these calls. And I'll also mention that I will not be leading these calls, that Monica is going to take care of that. So once we register, and they can actually register at your site already, right, Monica?
Yeah, they could register on my website already. On the homepage, there is a link
okay.
that goes into a page. So my homepage is lunacoaching.com.
Okay, and that's lunacoaching.com. Okay, just a little drink of water. All right.
Yeah,
So for now, we have the information on our site, but you really can't register there, which we hope to take care of tomorrow. But for now, you can go to lunacoaching.com and register. Now, however, what we plan to do is register anyone who registered for the teleseminar. We're going to register you for the e-course unless we hear from you. And if by chance you start receiving the e-course in January and you're not interested, just respond, thank you, but I don't have time. But basically,
let me just interrupt you one second, Dossie, for
sure.
a technical outline.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to register everybody in the that is coming to the call. They will receive an email asking you to confirm that you want to take it.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
that's good.
Unless you click on that link, you will not receive it.
Ah. Okay.
Yes.
So that's important.
Yeah, because the program is designed that way that people have to confirm to make sure that that's what they want, so that they're not starting receiving things that other people have signed them up to. So there you have. So you will be, people on the call will be automatically registered. And you will have to click the link to confirm it.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, I will share that I have Monica's 30 Days to a New You manual and workbook, and actually so does my assistant, Georgia, and both of us are very impressed. It's it's very easily laid out, and it's just, I think, easy to do, very good format, with lots of opportunities to really grow yourself. So if that's what you're into, then I think this will be the e-course for you. All right, anything else about the course, Monica?
Oh, yes. Your voice sounded so good. Yes. The e-course starts up really keeps you accountable for what you want to do, and mostly it's going to help you understand who you are being versus what you're doing,
okay.
which is a definition that in today's society is kind of get lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tend to define ourselves for what we do versus for who we are. So, I find that people comment says, wow, I never thought about that, or, you know, I mean, it's sort of like it opens up a new perspective.
Sure, and I'm sure some of the women on the call have heard the saying that we need to be more of a human being than a human doing.
Absolutely.
And so I'm sure you get into that a little bit. Well, why don't you tell us what is different about your book and your e-course? Because there are a lot of these things out there, at least I'm familiar with some, especially with a Christian perspective, too.
Yeah.
But what makes yours different when you really get down to reaching your goals?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Dotsie.
Sure.
You know, what I'd like to say out there is that in the arena of goal reaching or reaching your goals, I am not reinventing the wheel. What I'm doing, though, with the method Get What You Want is that I suggest that people open their perspective from the goal, from only, you know, from only focusing on the goal, they open up to a perspective that focuses on themselves, their journey, and the goal with equal measure. Because what usually happens is that people pick a goal. Very often we pick goals out of our rational mind. You know, we decide we want this, we want that, and then we just focus on the goal, and the goal kind of sort of takes over our life. And by only focusing on the goal, you're forgetting that you are the person who's going to take you to that goal. So what I'm saying in this goal-reaching project, manual, process that I am suggesting is like, first, focus on your heart desire, and then pick a goal that will sustain that, because we know that when we are happy, we can do anything that we want to. So we're focusing on ourselves, we're focusing on the journey that takes us to the goal,
okay,
as well as the goal.
Okay.
So that it becomes about who do we want to be while we're getting to the goal.
Okay.
Because that, you know, the journey is very important, because I'm going to give you a quick example, Dotsie, and then I'll let you talk. A lot of people come, you know, they hire me as a coach because they want to write a book. You know, and they want to write a book. And however, that is not their heart desire. So they have a miserable existence writing a book because they actually hate writing. You know, and it's funny because it sounds funny, but trust me, you don't know how many people pick a goal that it sounds like a life sentence.
Right.
Versus picking a goal that is motivated by your heart desire and who you're going to be while you achieve it. So basically, I support people in finding their heart desire, and then from there, picking a goal that will support that.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So instead of just picking your goal and finding your way there, it's first really find yourself, find what you're called to, and then find that goal.
Yes.
Okay. All right. If anyone entered the call late, if they'd be kind enough to push *6, I don't hear any background noises, but just in case once we get started, a dog barks or something happens. Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about becoming aware of the real person inside of us?
Yes. Thank you. In the process of the book and the e-course, you know, in the 30 days, what I suggest people is to do an assessment of who they are in the present, because even though we're willing to update the computer, a car, the telephones regularly, we forget to update ourselves and often are left with an opinion of ourselves and with a concept about who we are that is not really appropriate for who we actually are in the moment.
You know, okay. And what are some of the things that people realize in this process? What are some things?
They realize, actually, I have to be honest, people realize that they are a lot better than they think of themselves.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yes. When you actually become an observer and you start to stop judging yourself, which is what we do, and start instead assessing who you are in the moment, and assessing your good qualities and your weak qualities without judgment, people realize that for the weak qualities, they have the option to hire someone else to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example. And for the good qualities, they really come to terms that usually they are better than what they thought.
And I also think that if we can ask a good friend sometimes or a sister what they see as our positive attributes, I think sometimes we can learn about ourselves through other people.
I don't know. I tell people to, actually I caution people sometimes to either ask for advice or to ask for opinion, because in fact people's opinion of ourselves, of us, can be tainted by their personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they may judge qualities that we have, good or bad, depending on what they judge good or bad.
Right.
So sometimes that may take us out of the course. You know, I think it's always stronger for ourselves to find out who we are according to us.
Okay, gotcha. So you don't recommend that.
In fact, I wouldn't. If I have to be honest, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't until you have done your own journey and you know what you're strong or what your weakness without judgment.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, anything else about that? I mean, and you guide, you give some suggested questions, et cetera, for us to reflect on and kind of journal about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what about conducting self-assessment without fear? Because fear is often what keeps many women, and not just women, but people, like the fear of failure especially, from moving to whatever the next thing is in life.
Absolutely. When you learn how to become an observer, especially in your own life, and you're willing to let go of the drama, and you're willing to assess who you are without judgment, then you don't fear what you see anymore, because you're assessing yourself from a place of, you know, from a place of saying, hey, I want to know really who I am in the moment. I want to know in this moment, at this age, what am I really good at and what am I really weak at, without judgment. When you're an observer, you don't judge it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, so if you learn how to assess yourself from coming from the observer, then the fear of the judgment is gone.
Okay.
You know, and the fear of thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to find out I'm not good at this. Well, you know, chances are you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're starting a project, if you have a goal, if you're starting a project, if you're going out there in the world, bringing something new to the world, to know about you, you want to make sure you know what are your good points and your weak points from a place of assessing.
Right, and really, what is there to be afraid of when you're just doing this for yourself?
Exactly. It's like, are we? You know, it's just like assessing. It just becomes taking care of yourself, assessing who you are, letting go of the judgment, and just really realizing if you, in fact, are weak in math, you're not going to want to be an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to delegate someone that does your company books. You know, this is assessing, that's what it means. It means nothing else.
Right. So basically, you know your weaknesses, know your strengths, have no fear, because what is there to fear, or who is there to fear, really? And just start to get a feel for who you are and what you bring to the table.
Yeah, and let's bring it to the present moment, this example. You know, I just love that you were promoting that, you have offered that seminar about optimizing website and understanding how it worked.
Right.
You know, that was exactly what it means, assessing yourself. You know, you're deciding, hey, I don't have to know. However, if I want to hire someone, I want to know, I want to research the basis, and
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to decide after this seminar whether I want to do my own optimizing or not.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whenever it comes to things or to situation, it's easier. And when it comes to ourselves, all of a sudden we just become so judgmental.
Right. When really, if we're open then yeah. anything is possible. And if it's something, like you say, if you're not good in math, but you have to manage it somehow in your business, then you get somebody else to manage that piece.
Well, exactly. And it's like no one says that we have to know how to do everything. You know, I mean, I'm telling my clients there are 24 hours in a day, and there is only one of you. And you want to make sure that you're clear where is your time better invested.
Right.
You know?
And one thing that I once heard that I found so interesting was that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. I mean, really, because some people say, oh, my gosh, she gets so much done, and, you know, she's so capable and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? We all have the same amount of time. It's just how we decide to use it.
Okay, I love that. I'm going to put it on my website.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you know, some people will choose to watch TV for 6 or 8 hours a day. Well, they're not going to accomplish as much. And you know what? If that's what they want to do and they're happy with it, that's fine. But if, you know, if not, then let's see what else can we do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, how about knowing the truth about the power that's within us?
Well, it's actually easy to know the truth about our power within as long as you are willing to let go of judgment of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that, you know, we just want to make that conscious decision to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, Dotsie, I work with a lot of women, and they're from all over, you know, with many backgrounds. And it's like I think that the thing that women are scared the most is their own inner power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that, you know, I work with a lot of women who initially hold themselves small out of habit, out of not wanting to insult other people. You know, there is this conception that being a powerful woman may work against you. And you know, I kind of support people like really saying, what if you just can present yourself as you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What if?
Yeah, I like how you said some women hold themselves small.
Yep.
I've not heard that terminology before, but it really gives a good picture. Now, what will you have some type of response? Like for some women who have a lot of fear and don't understand the power within them, a lot of it has to do, of course, with their pasts and what they've been told. Well, you're never going to amount to anything. There's no reason you should do this. You know, all of that negative talk that they've heard, you have some type of support and some answers for that, I imagine. Okay.
I do, and I am going to tell you, it is in fact, is one of the first things I address in the e-course and the book, because this is addressed in day 5.
Okay.
In day 5, it's the title is Update the Stories. In fact, we're going to go through the introspection in day 5 of the stories you're carrying around about you that may not be updated anymore.
Right.
And it's, you know, and it's really, I have to say, one of my favorite chapters in the book, one of my favorite day in the e-course is just about this, about really assessing, are these stories and am I ready to let them go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm going to give you a quick example. I used to have a client that would treat herself as unreliable. You know, she would come to the call, and she would speak of herself like she was unreliable. And after a few sessions, I stopped her, and I say, you know, for the life of me, I have no idea why you call yourself unreliable. You show up on time. You do your homework. You know, you keep up with what you say you're going to do. You're accountable. And she stopped, and she said, oh, my gosh. She said, you noticed that? It's like, well, how could I not? Mm-hmm. I said, I hear you putting yourself down every time we talk that you're unreliable. And it turned out it was a story that her mother told her when she was 6, and she forgot something. And that label, that story of being unreliable, had followed her all the way to her 50s. And that was the opinion she had of herself.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine what your life became when she let go of that.
Right.
And she could really step into her power of an amazing, reliable woman and you know, and shift the judgment over herself. Like her life was totally changed.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In our forum community, you know, a lot of women just share what's happening in their lives, and you can kind of see from the posts how people do or do not believe in themselves. And recently there was a woman in their post and really kind of doubting herself. And when all of us responded and brought to light the fact that, you know, why do you doubt yourself? Why didn't you think you could do this? Because from our interpretation of you, you're very, you know, I mean, there would be no reason that you wouldn't be able to do this task, you know? So it is interesting because I think a lot of it does have to do, and I am so not into blaming things on your past. It drives me insane. So I think that these kinds of courses are helpful for women. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of this isn't exactly new to me because this is the type of thing I totally enjoy, but it is new to some women. They hear this stuff for the first time.
Well, what I'm saying, in fact, you know, what I said at the beginning is like I am not reinventing the wheel of goal achieving. It's just that I'm just supporting women to look at it from a different perspective.
Right. That's
which is, you know, what if I would address my heart desire first, then the goal, then the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Let go of my stories. And every day they get one more thing to update themselves.
Right.
We get one more thing to update ourselves. And you know, the other thing about this method, both the book and the e-course, is that you can do it every time you're starting a new project.
Right. So it's one of those books that you can use over and over again.
Yes,
just depending
over and over and over. You can download the the manual for free from my website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will come. The manual pages will come with the e-course. However, you know, you can download them for free if you have the book, or if you don't have the book, from my website, and you can work on those every single time you have a big project in your life.
Right. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about our strengths and limitations.
Yes. Our strength and limitation is, you know, what I kind of outlined before about, you know, making an assessment of ourselves about who we are, what are our strong points, what are our weak points,
mm-hmm.
coming from a place of non-judgment.
Oh, okay.
You know, and being able to assess that, you know, to sort of bank on the strength
mm-hmm.
and sort of making sure that the weaknesses are under control.
Right.
You know,
that you're sometimes being aware of your weaknesses, is it not?
Being aware of your weakness from a point that they become strengths.
Okay, you know, give me an example.
Well, I'm giving you the typical example. If you know you're not good in math,
you're not
going to do the books of your company.
Right.
You know, if you know that you're not, another typical example, if you know that you're not good with the public, you are not going to want to deal with the public.
Right, like public speaking or something.
Well, yes, but also like if you own a store, if you own a business, you know, if you own a business and you are good at dealing with the public, that gets someone else to do something you're not good at. What I'm saying is like be objective. If people walk out on you every time you talk to a client, maybe it's not a good idea that you talk to them, not from a place of judgment, simply from a place of strength.
Right.
Do what you can do best with those famous 24 hours in a day.
Okay. Now, Mona, can you talk a little bit about, like, you have been referring some of these tactics to a professional life, having a business, et cetera.
Yes.
What if someone wants to do this who doesn't want to do it from a professional standpoint?
Because I
understand from having the book and having seen your e-course in the past, it does not have to be related to your profession.
Thank you.
Yes. So you want to maybe talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about women in the personal life.
Right.
Let me just see what would be an example. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something that I hear women bring it up to coaching calls.
Okay.
You know, like, for example, there is always seems to be an issue about fitness, healthy eating, mm-hmm. staying on top of your form. And again, you know, I'm telling women who make themselves go to the gym and they hate it and then they stop and then they're not as fit as they want. I say, when your goal sounds like a life sentence, change it.
Right. So you if you don't like working out at the gym, find some other physical activity.
Well, exactly. What I'm saying is, like, if the benefits that you get from working out at the gym are not enough for you to make you want to go spontaneously and not as you're taking a medicine, then find something else that works for you.
Okay.
You know, this is the way where you're assessing your strength. You know, what kind of exercise would make you be excited? What kind of exercise results will make you overlook that you have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning or that you have to go actually do it?
Right.
You know, so that's sort of like it's the same kind of assessment that you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, people, I get women, they address their healthy issues, their healthy eating. You know, that's something that comes up very often. You know, even when I coach career women, all areas intertwine.
Yeah.
You know, healthy eating, you know, the e-course will support you to live your life, whether you're a career woman or you're just, you know, a happy staying at home person, or you have wonderful hobby, the e-course and the book will support you to find out who you are in this moment and how you can be the best that you are.
Okay, let's talk a little bit, too, because this is really a big thing, I think, for baby boomer women in the forum community and just with, like, my friends and my sisters, et cetera. Also, from a perspective of relationships, we often talk about setting boundaries in our forum community with family members. And will it help with relationships?
Absolutely.
And how? Like, what can you give some examples?
Well, first of all, I think that relationships are at the base of everything, whether it's career, whether it's work, whether who we are, whether it's emotional. You know, we are, the world around us has a tremendous impact. And when you are out there interacting with people in this beautiful world, coming from 100% of who you can be without judgment over yourself and trusting that you know who you are and you can make the best decision for yourself, how can you not make a positive impact in the world or
right,
with the people
right.
around you.
Right.
You know,
okay.
When you become the person that you care the most for,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to model this to your children, to your sisters, to your brothers, to your husband, imagine what life is when you just know that you are at the best of your capacities, everybody else gets it.
Great point. Okay. Okay, any other areas that you're going to be working on or that women can benefit?
I would like to say no goal is too small or too big.
Okay.
To be addressed in the e-course mm-hmm. or with the book, as long as you work on your heart desire first.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you an example? Or
yeah, because you talk about, like, trusting yourself and
when
it comes to accomplishing anything. And that's a pretty profound statement. So let's talk about that a little bit and maybe some examples of what women have accomplished.
Yes. Let me just tell you. An example of setting a goal just for the sake of setting a goal,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to use the two examples that get used the most.
Okay.
And you're welcome to laugh. However, you know, these are from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're funny. Goal for a goal. People come to me and they say, I want to make $1 million,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the end of the year. or I want to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm 35, I should write a book. I'm 40, I should have $1 million in the bank. The shoulds. Every time you hear a should, bells go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's the way, and I tell people, if you're focusing on the goal only, I can tell you that if you're going to make $999,000, you're still going to be unhappy because you have not made $1 million.
Right.
Okay? So that's the way some people want to approach goals. What I'm saying is, like, imagine setting up your heart desire, coming from your heart desire and deciding that your heart desire is to wake up in the morning and not worry about the financial.
Okay, gotcha.
Anymore. And then you pick as a goal to have some specific amount of money in the bank that would sustain you being in that heart desire.
Right.
Okay. Those people reach their goals because they're happy, because it becomes a choice coming from a deeper part of you, not from your brain.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Same with people who call me and they say, I should write a book. You know, I say, I ask them, honestly, the first question I ask is, like, do you enjoy writing? And most time they say no. And I say, if you want, it's a life sentence. I say, you're going to live a year of misery because you should write a book? So, again, when I got people who say, you know, I have so much to share with the world, I want to write a book. That's your heart desire. I have so much to share with the world, and I want to wake up in the morning knowing that I'm putting my word out there. And then to sustain that, I'm going to write the book. And what happens between the heart desire and the goal is the journey, which is your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're happy living your life while you go from A to B, you're going to get there. But if you're not, it's going to be a lot more difficult.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any goals that you can share with us that women have set and met while working with you that a woman at midlife could relate to? Are any of them ever weight related? Do you ever do weight loss?
Yes, I do. I address weight.
Mm-hmm.
I address weight quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I address weight quite a bit, and it's the same. That's a very good example. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Again, forget picking a number.
Mm-hmm.
Forget coming from your rational thinking and say, I want to lose 50 pounds.
Right.
You know, forget doing that. Assess your heart desire first. The heart desire could be, I want to wake up every morning feeling healthy, not having to worry about my health.
Mm-hmm.
And in a matter of doing that, I have to address my exercise, I have to address my eating habits, and I have to address losing weight.
Right.
Okay, so that doesn't come from the smack, you know, ugly truth of the number on the scale.
Right.
But it comes from the heart desire of wanting to be healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
like this weight is just dragging me down.
Yeah, this
exactly.
weight is dragging me down. I cannot be at 100% if I am 30, 40, 50, 10 pounds overweight, and, you know, I have problem with my back. I have to say I have chronic pain and a really bad back. So for me, staying on top of my health is, you know, it's a very important priority for me. So I totally understand. Sometimes I slip.
Right.
You know, and then you're 10 pounds overweight, and you realize you're not at your best.
Yeah. So it's almost like setting your goal and working backwards, really.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes, that's exactly. Set your goals so that they don't sound like a life sentence.
Okay.
Set your goals so that it's not just the number on the scale. You want to wake up in the morning feeling excited that you're going to address your health. And that includes losing weight. That includes eating better. That includes an exercise form that you truly love. You know, whether it's walking the dog or walking at the gym. We're all individual with different preferences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I really promote both in my coaching and in the books is to support people to find their own individual formula that makes them happy.
Okay, so you actually have a method for someone to identify their heart's desire. Because suppose some women come to you and they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm at midlife. I've worked in the corporate world all this time. I can retire. I don't really know what I want to do next. I have no idea what I want to do with the rest of my life. You have methods that can help women identify.
I'll tell you the method. I'm going to tell you right now. I am asking right off the bat, I would ask this woman, how would you like to wake up in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you open your eyes, how would you like to feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, exactly. Some people say, I want to feel healthy. I want to feel like I take care of myself. Some people say, I want to feel alive. And they realize that in order to do that, they need to revamp their job or, you know, or their career. And or maybe some people want to feel adventurous and they need to travel more. You know, we're all different. There isn't a right way or a wrong way.
Well, what about maybe somebody needs to, I hate to say it, but sometimes people are in bad relationships, whether they're married or not, and the person they're with can really drag them down. So, you know, I want to wake up and just, somebody might say, I want to wake up and just feel like I can go about my business without somebody, like, being negative towards me all the time.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. The only thing that I'm saying to be absolutely careful is that both your heart desire and your goals are something that you can achieve, and they are free from other people's influence.
Okay, very good.
You have to be careful, like, saying, you know, I have some people, they say, I want to wake up feeling appreciated.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, you have to understand that unless you're appreciating yourself, you cannot count on other people appreciating you. So watch to set up a goal, a heart desire that is out of your control.
Right. You can't make people appreciate you. Exactly.
You can make people to marry. You cannot make people to go away. For the people who have difficulty in relationships, I say, whether with the children, husband, ex-husband, sister, mothers, I always say the best way is to model how you want them to be.
Right.
Do work on yourself. Control what you can. You cannot control others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want your partner to do this e-course, if you want, you know, your partner to read the book or your sister to read the book, let it go and show them what happens when you're reading at 100%.
Right, and that's a great idea. I'm doing this e-course. I'm reading this book.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You might want to look at it. I think it could be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Monica, I need to see if anybody on the call has any questions.
Absolutely.
So sometimes people are shy to ask, so we'll give them a couple seconds. And okay, so does anybody on the call have a question for Monica? And if you do, please push, and you muted yourself, you have to push *6 so we can hear you. And I don't know, maybe no one's going to speak up. We'll just wait another couple seconds. Does anybody have a question?
Would be nice to have a question in support of your very own personal experience or, you know, if there is something that you really would like to know for yourself.
So something personal?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know if anybody's...
I have a question.
Okay, sure, thanks.
I'm sure that you're probably going to cover this in the e-course, Monica, but what if things happen that are beyond your control and you don't, you know, that is a reality in life.
Yes.
There are things that happen that you have no control over, and so let's say that someone wanted to write a book, and I'm just trying to throw something out here, and they thought, well, I'll do this while I have my job because that'll give me time to write at night. Then they lose their job.
Yep.
I mean, you know, what happens when life comes crashing down? What are you going to tell us then?
Okay. That's a great question. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's a wonderful question. I say often to my clients and to myself, then life gets in the way. In fact, is one of the statements that I can say, that's one of the few things that I can promise. Life will get in the way at some point or another. You know, there are very few things I can promise, but of this one, I'm sure. Life gets in the way, period. This is a good, when life gets in the way, is a good opportunity for us to assess priorities and to see how well we can dance with circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the truth. Life always gets in the way of the perfect plan.
That's so true.
So what I'm suggesting people is, like, when life gets in the way of the perfect plan, I would suggest you to honor the commitment to yourself. You know, stick with the program, stick with the e-course, stick with the book, simply because you're never going to find 30 days in which your life is not getting in the way.
Right. I totally agree.
Yeah. And if you put yourself first, if you're saying, this, there is something for me to learn here about myself, how strong I am, how I can do it, you would feel a lot better not quitting.
Right.
And I'm talking about the e-course now, and then, of course, depending when obstacle comes in the way, always remember that putting yourself first and honoring yourself may really be the best thing to do for you.
You know, and you know what, Monica, I have to talk about that a little bit, because I was raised Catholic, and I get together, I'm friends with six other women, and five of the seven of us started elementary school together and went all through high school, and the other two we picked up in high school. We were raised Catholic, and something that we have really had to learn and work on is putting ourselves first, because as Catholic, young Catholic schoolgirls, we were taught to put ourselves last.
Yes.
And that if you
that's
didn't...
That's not just Catholic. I think that's across the board.
Well, good, okay, or bad, or whatever. But it's like you have to, you know, you kind of have to... think about that a little bit. You know, how can I put myself first, and why do I deserve that? And really, you know, just that whole type of, something you have to get over, you know, and realize that you are important and you are worth putting yourself first. And actually, when you put yourself first, well, I always say put your God first, but, you know, and yourself second, then you can handle these things that come at you, and you can dance with them, like you say.
In fact, I'm going to, you know, to jump in and say the metaphor that I use the most in my coaching practice is the oxygen mask. The metaphor of the oxygen mask. When you're flying on a plane and there is some type of emergency, the oxygen mask come down, and they're very specific.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, put it on yourself first and then help others.
Oh, I love it. And it's so true. And I think when we take care of ourselves, we do have the energy to help others.
Yes. And to handle, when we take care of ourselves, we have the energy to handle life.
Right. Right.
Well, I guess what I was asking is, will this type of question be covered in the e-course?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Good. Okay. Because, you know, I recall that, you know, when we were young and, you know, we did put ourselves first or do something for ourselves first, we were considered conceited. And that is so wrong.
Yes. I think that there is a very, very huge misunderstanding between being egocentric and putting yourself first.
Right. That's exactly right.
There is nothing wrong with putting yourself first and taking care of yourself so that you can help others or you can serve the world and your purpose.
Yes, I love the oxygen mask. I'm going to remember that. So, I mean, that's just one little tip that we can carry with us for the rest of our lives. And these kinds of things get me excited because, I don't know, it's just kind of what makes me tick. So, anyway, anything else, if anybody has a question and they want to push *6, that would be great. Otherwise, is there anything else you need to say, Monica, about the class? The e-course.
Okay. Yep. Are we waiting for an answer or for a question?
Does anybody else have a question? I didn't hear another one come in, so why don't you go ahead?
Well, I would love to welcome everybody and just really trust yourself. this metaphorically such a good time to do work on yourself. January 1st is going to be the first day of the new decade of the new millennium. You know, what's better than just addressing the new you and let it emerge? You know, even if you've done extreme work, even if you haven't done very much, it doesn't matter. This is all about ourselves as individual, and the e-course and the book are open to all the ranges of people to really learn something new about themselves. And wonderful.
Good. Okay. All right. That sounds good. So right now you can go to Luna. Tell us your...
Yeah, lunacoaching.com, L-U-N-A, coaching.com. On the homepage, click the link that says register to the e-course in association with National Association Baby Boomer Women.
Okay, cool. All right, and then we have information about it on our site, but we've got to put up a link to figure out how to join.
Yep.
So we will work on that, and... that's really it. I appreciate you being on the call. I'm looking forward to doing this. I know that my assistant, Georgia, is also looking forward to it, and it'll be fun to get to know some other women at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
At least the three of us will do it for sure.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Okay, Monica. Well, thank you for being on the call, and we'll look forward to January.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.